Carolina Outdoors is sponsored by Jesse Brown's. If you've never visited Jesse Brown's, it's a 56-year-old outdoor store, and I've worked there for over 30 of those 56 years. This means that essentially, that store has been involved in three generations of outdoor adventure pursuits. Hi, everyone. I'm your host of the Carolina Outdoors, and through all those decades, I've had a chance to see how the outdoors can impact people towards the positive. Together, Bill Bartee here. We've had old-timers come into the brick-and-mortar located in the South Park area and share about their first trip, being introduced to camping, hunting, fishing by their granddad, their dad, their uncle, or even maybe their friend's parent or relative or brother. Secondly, I've seen young people fight to enjoy a sport that their parent may have enjoyed, or maybe they haven't enjoyed it because it was their parent's sport, only to find out that as they aged, they were able to join in into that sport, that fly fishing trip, that camping trip, that hike. It acted as a form of time travel, connection, and a nod of love to that parent that once did that sport long ago. All of that brings us to our next guest on this segment of the Carolina Outdoors. She has a long list of accomplishments and authorships. She's an advocate, innovator, consultant, and writer. But that last piece, writer, that's what we're going to delve into right now on the Carolina Outdoors. Although she's written many things, in 2024, she wrote a children's book, Plug Nose and the Fisherman, and we're going to learn about it right now on the Carolina Outdoors by welcoming that author, Donna Gore, to the program. Donna, welcome.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm really know that we're going to enjoy this conversation. You said there's nothing like the great outdoors and fishing, and I think my book totally captures that essence.
Well, I want to delve into this, Donna, because you've had a career. You've had a career in serious-minded areas. I mentioned some of them, of course, regarding being an advocate, all the different things that you have done. Let me get my list out here. Advocate, consultant, a nonfiction author, and then you delved into writing for young people. So with all that being said, your long career and long interest in multiple categories, when did the idea for a children's book come into your view?
Well, I believe it began in the late 90s. Plug Nose initially started as a poem, and I kind of made it rise from the ashes years later. And I said to myself, you know, I think with a little work, I could develop this into a children's story. And I didn't really pursue this venture thinking I would make a lot of money. But as a lifelong writer, it was another challenge, another mountain to climb or to scale. And it's been a tremendous learning experience. And I know it won't be my last, but that's the mindset I had in creating this book.
It's full of imagination, a trout being lifted by a crane, getting its nose stuck in a faucet. And late last year, we talked about it here on the Carolina Outdoors. I did a portion of the program focusing on the relationship between two famed authors in the U.S. and world, really. Norman MacLean, who wrote the novella A River Runs Through It, and Ted Geisel, Dr. Seuss. They were both friends from college whose writings were both affected by their relationships with their family and their community, and yes, in many instances, fishing. Did you have another author when you took on this project that maybe acted as an inspiration, or if not an author, a work that helped inspire Donna Gore to write this book?
Well, actually, I had a wonderful mentor, writing coach. He's 87 years old presently, and about 10 years earlier, he wrote his first book, and he's written over 30. He writes historical fiction. His name is Martin Herman, and he's from Connecticut, where I originate from. And he was a tremendous help in inspiring me and guiding me through this process. I created my own publishing company as a result of this. I was able to use his wonderful printer and graphics person. I met my wonderful illustrator who is from Massachusetts, who helped keep my book or create a liveliness with his illustrations and really made the story come alive. So yes, I had a lot of help along the way. And I have to say that writing a couple of adult books is very, very different than a children's book in many ways. So it was a labor of love, but don't get me wrong, it was very stressful as well.
Oh, talk to us about that. Talk to us about, because those are two opposite ends of the spectrum, a labor of love, but also very stressful. Is that come in the creative process, getting it just right? Before we start talking about the characters and the setting of the book, is it harder to write when there's that weight of stress, the creative stress, maybe hitting a deadline stress, that sort of thing?
Yes, indeed. There are a lot of themes to the story. You have to think about the creation of characters, the audience appeal, the flow of the story, what not to do, what's in the market already. You don't want to replicate something that's already out there. How best do you market the book? What about the mechanics of putting it all together? I had to create storyboards with stickies and all kinds of notes on my wall in my office. You have to closely collaborate with your illustrator, learning about graphics and layout, learning about printing, revisions. And like I say, it was a multi-month process. And at times, I said, is this really worth it? But in the end, it's always worth it.
Well, we're going to talk about the health and wellness of children and children's books, why that's important. But before we do that, we need to tell our listeners out there in the Carolina outdoor world, we have gone literary on this particular topic. And the reason is, we're about to learn, but the topic of this youth book, kids book, is Plugnose and the Fisherman. And Donna Gore, the author, is on the line sharing with this. And Donna, before we get into the nitty-gritty of the storyline, talk to us about the characters, the primary characters in the book. You've got a granddad, you've got Pete, the grandson, grandma, construction worker, even Connie the crane makes an appearance in there. Where did the ideas for these characters come from? Is this from your life? Is this from you growing up? Or is it all Donna Gore imagination?
Well, most of it is from my imagination. Yes, there certainly is fishing in New England. And, you know, we're known for, like, the greatest seafood in the world. And I was brought up on the ocean. But the specific characters were created entirely in my own mind. And I have to let you know that this is one of the very few books on the market right now that this is the drum that I always beat, is that 99% of the books out there for children seem to be animals doing people things. You turn on the TV and there's bears selling cough medicine and toilet paper. There's raccoons doing this and that when it should be actually people doing what they're talking about. So I think having a sense of realism in the story and the characters is very important. Don't get me wrong, there's a place for fantasy, but I think we really do need more realism for kids today. There's too much fantasy, too much dependence on electronics. Let's get back to books. And so that's why I think one of the really, really good benefits of it is that it's a true story. The messages, if I may elaborate, the messages in the book, It's about intergenerational relationships between a grandfather and a grandson. The concept of missing a loved one. Not many kids are exposed unless maybe there's a family member's passed away. What does it mean to miss someone? And the grandpa went to great lengths to sort of contrive this contest and to get him to fish again with his grandson because he missed him so much. As I said, it's based on a real life story, not fantasy. There, every good book has solving a problem to achieve a goal. And there was the big problem of him getting his snout caught in the clawfoot tub faucet, which is a little bit of fantasy, but you know, I thought that was a fun element. And there's very engaging content and illustrations. And the all-important thing, we need a happy ending to stories these days. I mean, we see so much tragedy in life. Just to have a little bit of an aside, I'm an advocate because my dad was killed in a homicide in 1981, and I've been an advocate for crime victims for 45 years. My mom died of COVID on Thanksgiving Day in 2020. My brother also passed away tragically. I work with missing persons with a nonprofit in Wilmington called the Q Center for Missing Persons. So I'm an advocate for many causes and many things. Many of the positive things in my life have risen out of these very tragic things. So I think to create a simple story that people can relate to and it's filled with positivity and fun is very important these days.
So. Oh, I've got so many things in here to ask you. Donna Gore, author of Plug Nose and the Fisherman. I've got the book right here. Starts off page one. Grandpa was sitting in his old boat trying to catch a big fish. He was thinking about his grandson, Pete, who always went fishing with him every Saturday. Grandpa also loved to do jigsaw puzzles, play with his dog, and help Grandma bake bread. But he was still lonely. And then it goes into really the relationship with a grandson, and fishing united them in a fishing contest, really, a tournament that the granddad invited this grandson, Pete, to join in. And guess what? They catch a great big trout. How much of this, Donna, some of it's got a little Cats in the Cradle, Harry Chapin, to it, a relationship between a dad and a son, and in this case, a granddad and a grandson. Tell us the importance in the book about these relationships. In the introduction, I mentioned at Jesse Brown's, we have had multiple generations who have affected each other in a good way by introducing them to challenges in the outdoors, accomplishments, escape, adventure, vacation, all of that. Talk to us about this grandfather and grandson and their bond over fishing.
Right. I think it created a very special relationship. But then as we know, as children age and being of teenage age, 14 or so, they tend to break away from parents and they want to hang out with their friends. And that's a transition in maturing and evolving in life. However, parents and grandparents, especially when they've grown so close to them and they see them grow up with very important milestones, whether it's physical or, talking emotionally, they see all these great things happen. And then suddenly there's this void where the grandson, the granddaughter seeks their social life through friends and not through their family anymore. And it's very hurtful. So this grandfather, particularly, they had some really important life conversations. And when he decided, I want to go skateboarding, hang out with my friends, he felt very hurt. So he desperately wanted this relationship to happen again. And it just so happened in their small seaside town that there was this contest. So he thought maybe that's a way to sort of lure him back and say, hey, if you help me catch the biggest fish, you know, I'm going to win $50. But to tell you the truth, Grandpa didn't care about the $50 at all. He would have done it for nothing, but the big prize for Grandpa was to reestablish the relationship with his grandson and resume that very impressive closeness that they had before.
Listen to this, a great children's book, but it might be a great grandparent book as well.
Absolutely.
With bringing that granddad in there. And then you've got somebody in this book called Connie the Crane, which I'm going to go ahead and tell you, Donna, made me go back to my childhood my childhood didn't start in 1939, but Mike Mulligan and the Steam Shovel did. I don't know if you remember that old book about the loyal steam shovel, Mary Ann and her cohort, Mike Mulligan, where they celebrate hard work, loyalty, and ingenuity. All that happened. In your book, Connie the Crane, the granddad, not to give it away, granddad and grandson Pete catch a big old trout, and they have to bring in Connie the Crane to lift this big fish up out of the water and into a tub so it can be weighed over the next day.
Yeah. Well, the reason they needed the crane, because the tub was on the second floor of the house.
Ah.
And it just so happened that the Conrad, the construction worker, was the neighbor of Grandpa and Grandma. And so being a good neighbor, and he had the equipment, he decided, much to his duress, he decided to help them do this. And I have to say kudos to Michael Dillon, my illustrator, because he did a fantastic job of illustrating this story. Initially he was in law enforcement and this was just his sideline. And I say, you know, he did a wonderful job. And if I may mention, I not only have this book, but I've also created as a package for anyone that's interested, a full book that delineates all the descriptions of each character, a bookmark, a coloring book with black and white illustrations that you can photocopy and do again and again with Michael's illustrations, a bookmark, and customized pencils. So not only do I have the book, but I have an entire package if any of your listeners are interested.
Hey, we're bringing New England onto the Carolina outdoors. Donna Gore is our guest. DonnaGore.com is where this book is. I have one at Jesse Brown's. It'll be there, too, along with the coloring book. Donna, can you hold on with us just for a moment? I'd like to back on the other side and ask your opinion regarding technology within relationships, all of that, and how a New England girl makes her way down to the Carolinas writing these books, all of that and more. Her name's Donna Gore. My name is Bill Bartee. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors.